Yes, it's the Liar Side of the Dark Side, your Thursday night freak show. Doing a lot of preparation tonight because there's going to be some crazy things. You're not going to believe what you're going to see tonight. Well, first off, you're seeing the beautiful Nicole Six. How are you, Nicole?
Hello, I'm good. How are you, Mark?
I'm good. And we have one of our guests is here. One of our guests is on her way in an Uber. So
funny that I'm the one here.
Exactly.
Usually I'm the late motherfucker.
You're the responsible one, which is very strange. That maniac talking is Dangerous D. Darren Melfi. He's been on the show before. You love him. You have never met Dangerous D. You just met him. You can see what a force of nature this man is.
We're going to fuck with you and embarrass the shit out of you tonight.
Fantastic.
I hope you're ready.
I don't know if I can be embarrassed.
Oh, well, we're going to embarrass you. Don't say that.
Challenge accepted.
Yes. He can embarrass anybody. But we have some exciting news. First off, since Joy's not here, I'll do the sponsors real quick. Actually, I think we're all going, and I don't know if you guys are coming. I hope you are. We're going to Doomy's Home Cooking after the show, after party.
Yeah.
And I think I might try the vegan fried chicken for the first time, and if they don't have that.
I want the nachos and some chocolate cake.
Yeah, she's already got her order ready.
Damn, how about that?
But you know what? The nachos were voted one of the 10 best nachos in L.A. by L.A. Weekly.
Really?
And they're completely vegan.
Wow.
They're the only vegetarian vegan nachos on the list.
So am I going to have to leave there and eat like a steak?
Not at all. You won't want to eat a steak because they have a Philly cheesesteak.
I can't wait. I have to try that.
Yeah.
I'm into that kind of shit.
Right.
I love meat, but if I can have meat that's not really meat.
Right. Yeah. No, they have the pulled pork is very good. Chicken fried steak, whatever you want. It's great. The Big Mac on the secret menu. Mm-hmm. Very much recommended. So go to Doomy's Home Cooking. If you're in Los Angeles, because we got people listening all over the world, we've got a big Middle Eastern following all of a sudden. Turkey, Iran, it's crazy.
Shit, book a flight. Hurry up.
Yes.
Meet us at Doomy's, baby.
12, yes, please. All you, all our Iraqi fans, our Iranian fans, our Turkish fans,
yes.
Come down to Hollywood, 1253 Vine Street, Hollywood, California, 90038. Have some of that vegan fried chicken. You're going to
love
it.
Have some of that vegan, you know. The pork, because there's absolutely no shame.
That's right. Yeah, you can have pulled pork now.
Yeah, come have vegan
taste
meat.
taste something that tastes like cow, tastes like pork. Yeah, you never know what it will. You always wonder what it tastes like. Now you can taste it. And also go to audible.com. They've been sponsoring us for, I think, over a year now, and it's a great sponsor.
Awesome.
Love it. You're on the road a lot, so you listen to audiobooks.
I do.
Our guest last week, Brad Warner, the punk rock Buddhist monk, has two books on there. Only I would have punk rock Buddhist monks on the show.
Well, and he read them himself.
He's got awesome. Sit Down and Shut Up and Hardcore Zen are both on Audible. Also, one of our other past guests, Sasha Gray. You know Sasha Gray.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her erotic novel, The Juliet Society, is on audible.com. That's
awesome.
I wonder if she reads that herself.
She does read that herself. That's 8 hours of Sasha Gray reading sexy stuff. And then you are a sideshow performer. So let's see what they have as far as Sideshow. There you go. Sideshow Tales of the Galactic Midway. Whoa. And Secrets of the Sideshows from Joe Nickel. This looks like a nonfiction book. Yeah, it's bizarre exhibits such as Alligator Boys, Gorilla Girls, and it blows the lid off the mysteries of the Midway.
That's great.
Yeah,
I'd love to check that out.
Yeah, this is a good book. You can get it free. Go to darkmarkshow.com. Click on the audible.com button. You have an Amazon account. Everybody does.
Yeah, yeah.
Just log in with your Amazon account. You get that free 30-day free trial. You can cancel the next day or within 30 days. You still keep the book on your tablet, on your phone, on your computer. Right. And it's 10 hours and 47 minutes of Sideshow. This is actually, I'm glad I clicked on this. I might actually get this because this is interesting. Carnival Sideshows of the Past have left beside a fascinating legacy of mystery and intrigue. The secrets behind such daring feats as fire eating, you do that.
Yeah.
Sword swallowing, you do that. Bizarre exhibitions of human oddities, you are one. Such as Alligator Boys, Gorilla Girls still remain, only grudgingly, if ever given up by performers and carnival professionals. By Joe Nickel, narrated by Scott Carrico. Secrets of the Sideshows, get that, or any book. Stephen King's new book is on there, whatever you
want.
That's
right. That's cool. I'm definitely going to have to check that out.
But
Stephen King books are always read by amazing actors.
Right.
Damn, they should get Dangerous D to read some of them.
You got a good book for all. You got a good voice for reading.
I do. I got a good face for radio too.
Yeah, you definitely have a good face for radio. We might need to shut off the cameras. Anyway, Nicole, you know it was an exciting week this week.
I know.
We have a new sponsor.
Tell us about it, Mark.
AdamandEve.com. Adam and Eve is the number one adult toy store on the internet.
That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
We have that's sponsors I'm talking about.
We have a special deal. I'm looking for it, and for some reason I can't find it. I got to click that back on. But the thing is, we're actually redoing our website, darkmarkshow.com, so we will have a button on there for Adam and Eve soon, probably in the next week or two.
Awesome.
But right now, I'm going to post this on our Facebook page, and please, go to darkmarkshow.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Subscribe to us on the Facebook page, the Twitter page, the Tumblr page. I'm going to be posting this on the Twitter page, the Tumblr page, and the Facebook page, our adamandeve.com. There's an actual link that you need to click. And if you put in the special code, which will also be on the post, this is the worst. I always start off with these sponsors doing it horribly. But I will be posting it tonight on our Facebook page, on our Twitter page, and on our Tumblr page. Go to the website. There will be a code, and you get you get 50% off anything on adamandeve.com. Not only that.
So what Mark is saying is after dark tonight, you can get half off on things to do after dark.
Right. Here it is. Here it is. Click on the link, and I'll be posting the link. Type in Mayday 50. Get 50% off any item, plus free shipping, plus a free toy kit.
Oh.
So
is that like a survival kit?
It might as well be.
I don't know what your sex life is, but in my sex life, it could be. So so we've got you fed.
Mm-hmm.
We've got you reading. We've got your thinking, and we've got you sexually satisfied.
We're just stimulating three of the five senses right away.
Exactly. Very important.
We got to work on the other two, but we'll figure it out. Well, Dangerous D is here, so the sense of smell is here. But Dangerous D is here. Now, Nicole, let me explain who Dangerous D is. Dangerous D is he's an extreme stunt performer.
Okay.
He does things that Jackass, like, they're afraid to do. Right?
We do, yeah, some dumb shit. Some real dumb shit.
You do a lot of dumb shit.
I do. I kind of take traditional sideshow stuff, and I'm glad you actually brought up Jackass, because that's an important topic, because a lot of people, I almost compare myself as Jackass meets Sideshow.
Right.
Because I feel almost like a lot of people, old school cats that are doing traditional Sideshow stuff, they really hate on the Jackass thing. I think it's like, you know, because ultimately the difference is we don't just do dumb shit to hurt ourselves. We do that also.
Right.
But we script it and rehearse it, and we want to make it as entertaining as possible.
Right.
You know? But I think now Jackass is kind of like the modern day Sideshow. That's kind of where that's gone. Like even Steve-O, after the first Jackass, he went on tour, sold out clubs, basically putting on a variety act, you know, doing like crazy shit, which was a brilliant show. I saw it a few times. It was great. So that's more along the lines of where I roll. I kind of, you know what I mean? I take some of the traditional stuff, but not even just more extreme or push the envelope. It's important to develop new shit.
Okay.
It's important to do stuff that other people don't do.
Right.
You know, and that's really the key in Sideshow.
And Nicole, can you go downstairs and get Joy?
Is Joy down there? Yes.
You have the elevator code?
Not anymore.
Okay, I will text it to you now.
Okay.
Anyway, so I didn't mean to interrupt. What I like about you now, you know, anybody, I wouldn't say anybody, but somebody could figure out how to do these things and hurt themselves. But you have got a great stage presence. You're hilarious.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
you're
that.
Hilarious, and you're off the wall. You got tattoos head to toe. So you're a modern guy, that doesn't hurt as much as some of the stuff. Let me read some of the stuff that you do. You do the yardstick head smash.
Yes.
What is that?
All right. See. So here we go. This kind of proves my point earlier that I was saying, where the two most important things in Sideshow is developing and doing something new, and exactly what you said, your stage presence. You know, for me, old school carnies and circus sideshows, the outside talker, the dude that was out front that you saw first and saw last. To me, that was the most important, because that's the guy pulling you in the door.
Yes, so you're the barker and the sideshow all in one.
Yeah, I kind of, you know, do it. I try to do it all, you know what I mean, in that manner. But I've always told people, you can do really anything. You could have the best stunt in the world. If you don't present it right. It's garbage, you know? So along with doing traditional stuff, I've tried to come up with things that are real, so the audience knows that I don't do tricks. I don't do illusions. There's no... You don't fuck that up. Like, you know what I mean? What I'm doing is fucking real. The bruises are real. The blood's fucking real.
So you hit yourself in the head with a yardstick.
Over and over and over again, smash them. I shred them up so that you know. I mean, literally, I actually have a piece of a yardstick still stuck in my fucking head.
What?
I need to start getting, like, pads or something for, like, I'm smashing this stuff all over the place, and I go to break them, and basically I smash them over my head and slide my hands through to keep crunching them down.
So what does your doctor think of that?
Actually, I haven't seen a doctor in like 25 years.
Well, I don't know. You're doing pretty good. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm kind of like my own doctor. I do all my own surgeries, do all my own dental work. I'm fucking, right? I'm solid, man.
Right. Well, you may need to see a dentist. I don't know. But then again, you've got a beautiful girlfriend. You got a good thing. Now, you're born in Brooklyn.
Yes.
And you grew up in Baltimore. So what's going on in Baltimore?
Unbelievable. Dude.
And as we discussed last time, you're a white guy that grew up in a black neighborhood that started doing these stunts, entertaining basically all black people, right?
Yeah, I mean, Baltimore is a black city, and a lot of guys that I hung around with and grew up with, especially when I played music before I did Sideshow,
right?
Those are my buddies. I was in a lot of Baltimore hip-hop and stuff like that, so sure. I knew these guys. I hung around with them.
Right.
When I started doing crazy shit, you'd be surprised at some of these crazy people that I knew and what they did for a living, you know what I mean? And they're looking at me like, this guy's fucking nuts. This is all, and having a good time.
Like drug dealers saying that you're nuts?
Like gangbanger. I spent a little time in the project, so you'd be surprised. Yeah, some of them, you know what I mean? Guys that are like heated up, carrying stuff, and they just look at me like, this guy's
like killers, murderers?
Yeah, of course. That's what Baltimore is. Look what's going on now. You know what I mean?
So these guys are sitting around spraying people in AK is like, I can't believe you're hitting yourself in the head with a yardstick.
Well, hey, look, I'm not
naming any names, please.
Yeah, I'm not throwing anything out there. Right. But yeah, they don't understand. And this is really the majority of the world that isn't introduced to this end of stuff. They don't understand why. That's the whole thing. They see you doing it, and they see it's done. It's like, okay, you know, wow, that you did that. Your head's fucking hard. You broke these things. But why the fuck do you do this shit? Why do you do?
As a performer, yeah. I know, but explain it.
Yeah, exactly. So it's literally that exact reason there. Right. If I'm doing something on stage or in front of the mass public and things like that, like where I'm performing with, you know, Rob Zombie in front of thousands and thousands of people like every fucking day.
Right.
And you're getting that reaction when people are like, holy shit, like, I just don't even understand you at all.
Right.
Then you're doing your job. They're leaving entertained. They're not going to forget that shit. And then they're thinking.
Right.
So, you know,
they're thinking
that,
of you.
Yeah, exactly. They're thinking like, wow, that was fucking nuts. And I've always said a million times, like, if you kind of take care of yourself, whatever, you know, you'll be surprised what the fucking human body can do. You just got to be crazy enough to fucking try it. Like,
and
you
look at his eyes. He's crazy.
Yeah,
enough.
That's what I'm
he's
saying.
Crazy
you just,
enough.
Just got to go. You know.
And
I mean?
The funny thing, the weird thing is, you were probably like the one white guy any of these people in Baltimore saw. So they think all fucking white guys are like you.
Yeah, exactly.
All white guys are hitting themselves in the head with a fucking yardstick and doing whatever body balloon is. What is that?
Oh, the body balloon's great. There's there's a literally a huge latex balloon. It's almost made like a hot water balloon or like the whoopee cushion material.
Right.
And with a leaf blower, you can blow this thing up and actually contort and slide your body through like the 4-inch opening gap. You can get your whole body through this thing. Get in there.
What?
Hopefully before it collapses and sucks all the air out, and then you can get right out of there.
So Nicole's here. Joy's in the bathroom. Okay. We're talking about all the stunts and all the things. You were growing up in Baltimore. But like I say, what's going on today? You must kill you.
It's unbelievable. And you know what? My younger brother works for the state police.
Right.
And he's in the middle of this shit.
Exactly.
And it's been absolutely unbelievable. You know? But it's one of those things you could talk forever and go in circles and, you know, a million different things of who's right, who's wrong, but, you know, this and that. Everybody's right. Everybody's right. You know, that whole deal. But really what it comes down to me and how I feel it is, you know, the bottom line is that's your city. You're living there. Take care of your shit. Take care of your neighbors. Take care of the street. Take care of which, because that's where you are. Because when the smoke settles, you just busted up the Walmart that you go and shop at. So, you know what I mean? Keep an eye on what's going on. Take care of each other. Go riot in somebody else's fucking city. Lose our own.
not here in L.A., but that's okay. But no, I saw because you've been doing a lot of stuff. I saw you at the CIA last week. You've been doing a lot of stuff here. What you just did a thing at Circus Vargas.
That was awesome. That was really cool. And actually, it was a connect through that my buddy Houdini that you know.
Right.
So another friend, like mutual friend, this guy Diego, ultimately was working for them, doing some street work and then performing also in the show. And Houdini called me up one day and he was like, look, man, we're, you know, Circus Vargas is in town. We're going to go check out the show. The Skeleton Crew, you know, Vincent Wolf, Joey Dynamite, you know, Crystal and all the cats we perform with. It's like, let's go check this out. We go to the show. These guys will slide us in. Check out the show for, you know, for free.
Right.
You know, hang out with them. And then afterwards, it's one of the performers, this guy Patrick. It's his birthday party. So we can hang around, do a little cookout and whatever. So Houdini was smart. He was like, hey, we'll perform for you guys. We'll do a little show for the you know, the people that are there.
Oh, okay.
So we ended up at this party with the actual, I mean, and Circus Vargas, I don't know if you've seen it. They're phenomenal.
Next to Ringling Brothers, this is the biggest circus.
Yeah. And I mean, they are polished.
Oh, speaking of the circus, here she comes. Yeah, right?
The circus just came in.
you want to, Nicole, you want to go at the end and have Joy
sure.
here? Because I don't want... Joy.
Oh, my God.
Look at the head. Look at you.
Hey,
Joy, this
hey.
Is Dangerous D.
What's happening? How
what's
you doing?
Going on? Good to meet you.
Right on. Oh, right on.
Oh, yeah. We were just talking about He's an extreme sideshow performer. Howard Stern said this man is too extreme for TV.
Oh, my God. That, I believe it. After seeing his Instagram.
Well, what do you see? He's going to have some live stuff later on in the show. But
right.
He just did a show at Circus Vargas. So you perform for the other performers. And,
yeah, and you know what? Which is like the hardest racket to do in the world, man. When you're, I mean, these guys were motorcycles, shit on fire, flipping all over the place. I mean, absolutely polished, phenomenal pros. Excellent, excellent work. Like the whole show from beginning to end, left to right, was great.
Right.
Yeah. So we performed for them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we had to be on top of our game, but it's a little different. I mean, they're doing, you know, circus work and we're doing sideshows. So there's a lot of kids there, older cats. So they enjoyed it. And we started drinking, started eating, started breaking shit, getting fucking nuts, being dumb.
That's what I wanted to know. I mean, can you perform in front of children? Because your stuff is really extreme.
You know what? I can. Even though the most of the stuff you see, I can do anything from like, a 5-year-old, 6-year-old birthday party.
Oh, yeah, no, that's
all
the
way,
weird that,
all the way to like an X-rated bachelor party.
I don't want to know where this goes. Your body. I don't want to know what happens.
If you behave, you'll find out tonight.
Oh, no, we're going to be using the zip tie tonight.
I brought some accessories as well.
All right.
It's part of your show.
Right.
Put them somewhere.
I can make that disappear. I'm going to sit on it.
He's done stuff like that. He does the rubber band. What's the rubber band buster?
Oh, man. Oh, it's an industrial rubber band that I put on my neck, and I let people from the crowd pull them out as far as they can and let them go. They just snap. And that was bananas, dude, because literally... It's not even worth it, but I do it. So, like I said, you see that the shit I'm doing is real. There's no illusion.
Yeah.
Nice. But I'm walking around with welts on my neck all fucking week.
Everybody's her giving you hickeys, but it's not. Yeah. But he's got a piece of yard stick in his head. You guys missed that.
No way.
I got to figure out how to get that out. I thought it would just like work its fucking way to the surface. Like, you know,
it's
I've
a splinter. It's
hands.
A big fucking thing.
It's thin, but it's like a half of a toothpick, and it's just. Slid in the side of my head.
Is that why you're always wearing hats?
Well, that and I'm ugly, but the skin literally grew over that shit.
Wow.
So it's just in there, man.
Oh, wow. I guess
it's a part of you.
I guess it is.
That's right.
You're not the only extreme person here, because Joy Villa, I'm not going to mess it up this time.
Thank you, Mark.
Can we show the picture again?
It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back. Yeah. I'm just going to talk about this real briefly.
Okay, do it.
Again, because we're showing the picture of you in the dress. I showed you the picture.
Yeah, and I need to know all the dirt and everything.
Oh, well,
you know?
There's a lot of dirt there. But last time I was here, for what I forgot to ask was, because I saw on some website, they're like, oh, she's showing her nipples and showing her ass.
Yeah.
Well, you weren't.
No, I wasn't.
How did you hide those nipples? Because it looks like you have nipples today. But you don't.
I do have nipples today.
Well, I mean, you have nipples
you can't
where?
See, though.
I always have nipples,
Mark.
They don't go away.
They're
not detachable.
When you walked in, I thought your nipples were showing, but they weren't.
No, sorry to disappoint you.
Yes, next time nipples. When the guest is on third time.
Yeah, you'll really sell it.
Yeah.
Because just imagine if you didn't show your nipples and they're saying that you did.
Exactly.
If you actually show your nipples, what the fuck are they going to say about
you? What are they going to do? What can they say? Yeah, it's going to be crazy. I mean, you know, it's the thing called nipple tape. It's like they're little petals, actually, and I cut them as small as you can cut them because I wanted them to be tiny. You know what I'm talking about.
It's not the black nipple tape like when
no,
you used it's to
like,
hang
no,
out
no,
the
no,
fence.
No,
when she calls them petals, they're actually, there's a circle, and they stick that
pasties,
way.
Pasties.
They're pasties, exactly. Right. They're pasties, and they're like, you know, they come in different skin tones so you can't see. And I actually had this underwear that was the same kind of deal, like a pasty, but it was peeling off when I was getting ready, and I was like, oh, no, this is going to be a fucking... crazier than I wanted to be. I was like, and I couldn't feel it because it was like warm to the body, so I couldn't.
Right.
So I said, okay, let me just put this underwear on. It's funny, some people criticized, some comment was like, I love the dress, but I wish you would have chose a different type of underwear. You know, like people got really into it. They're like, she should have put orange underwear with it. You know, they're really into it. I was like, wow, yeah. But
do you think they're right?
No, because I actually have orange underwear in that color, and I thought of wearing it because I thought it would be cool. But the whole thing is it's supposed to be that you can't see anything because,
you
know, I'm
nude
underneath.
Under it,
yeah, and that's part of this part of the aesthetic. It's cool. Right. It's funky. It's controversial. You know, I like it. And but, you know, it's funny because, like, KTLA, local station, came up to me first when I was on the red carpet, and they're like, we want to interview you, because they were all grabbing me when I hit the red carpet, the Grammys.
Like, literally.
Like, come on out here.
Sam Rubin got a handful of
Heine. Yeah, should have sued
all those
bastards.
The camera guys are like, woo!
I'll bet they were.
I was like, hey. Yeah. And then so they wanted me to do a little feature, an interview. And then they came back and they said, oh, no, our producer said it's too risque. We can't show that on live TV.
And you told them that you're wearing underwear?
Well, I mean, I just was like, okay, you know, yeah. I mean, that's fine. There was VH1, there was BET. I mean, there was tons of press there. And even some of them like blurted out as if I was wearing nothing. Right. And I think that's hilarious because it's like.
They're blurring out your pasties.
Yeah. I'm covered. I'm covered at the minimum you can be covered, but still I'm covered. So it's funny how the body, like a female body, is still so controversial. Even the Grammys.
Right. Well, to be honest, if there was a guy, because first of all, they don't think they make nude underwear to hide man parts, but I would probably want not to see that.
I'm wearing some right now.
Don't you have your own?
Yes, I'm wearing, nude thong right here.
Nude pasties. They cover your balls too, ball pasties.
Right, right,
little
right.
Little flowers that cover the balls.
Take a lot more fabric to cover that area.
Darren's wearing a fig leaf today.
That's actually
that's my dinner later.
That came up because, like, on Twitter, it was trending, the whole free the nipple thing. I'm like, well, I'm not going to say the nipple isn't sexual. My nipples are certainly sexual.
Yeah.
And to me, it's the same way as having your balls hanging out. You got to ask first. I mean, a lot of people are cool with it, but you got to ask.
Right. True.
When was the last time you asked a guy to have his balls hanging out, Nicole?
Usually at the same time my nipples would be hanging out.
Oh, okay,
so
that's
what it
curious.
Is. I don't want to see testicles.
Oh, I thought that was just some random shit. You're like, balls.
Yeah.
It's happening
now.
Yeah, that is.
The balls, I think, are the least, like, sexualized part of any body, right? Like,
really?
Nobody gives love to the balls.
No, I've had some girls that give a lot of love to the balls.
You know, but I mean,
also
in the bedroom. But I mean,
but
publicly.
A pleasurable thing.
What do you mean, publicly?
So, I'm not totally into it.
Who else plays with balls, like, in public? Who does this shit anyway?
You know what I mean? It's like, people talk about
pedophiles.
Some girls are into balls, some girls aren't. I know a couple girls are really into balls. And some girls, like, ignore it and just go for the shaft.
Right. I mean, is that, like, is that
those are the girls who aren't aware of what that does to men.
No, exactly. Men love it when you do that. It's a sensitive part.
If you're a woman who likes to cause pleasure to a partner, you're going to work the balls.
You take care of everything.
But is that like a thing chicks are either like, you know how like you have like a tit dude or like an ass man or whatever?
I think so.
Is that what it is? It's like a chef chick.
You're asking
me
there's two chicks right here. What do you want to
ask? No, I think it's true.
I'd much rather play with your testicles than stick a finger up your ass. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Look at their nipples and ass.
Why would you stop there? Why would you not do everything? I'm like, this is a playground. Your body is a wonderland. Let's play with it.
Speaking of your wonderland playground, congratulations.
Yeah, thank
Joy
you.
Joy Villa's Villa.
Mark.
Soon to be
Mark.
Soon to be Mrs. Von Ostergaard.
Von Overgaard.
Von Overgaard. I mess up the name every week. Joy Villa is engaged.
Yeah, this is just
you
getting worse.
Joy.
My name is just getting worse.
Joy Villa.
Joy Villa. The fuck you are.
And we're all Italian here. It's the Italian show. Italian. How about you?
Half Italian.
Hey, and there's a lot of variety here. But yeah, so you're
engaged.
You're engaged to a Danish man.
A Danish man. His name is Torsten von Overgaard.
Right.
That's what the name.
Holy
shit. I'm going to be Joy Villa von Overgaard.
Did you marry him because of the name?
Because
I can't picture a dude that, with that name.
But you guys still go by Joy Villa, right?
I'll still go by Joy Villa. You know, I'm a feminist. I'm not going to change my last name. Like, he can change his last name.
No.
Torsten Villa.
Yeah. I probably will sometimes put like Joy Villa von Overgaard because to have a von is actually a royal.
Yeah, that's why it's like you're going to be more princessy.
Exactly.
Princess Joy von Villa.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Disney villain.
It does.
Well, with the hair, you're sort of rocking the Disney villain look tonight.
A little bit. I was going for X-Men character.
Is that what that is?
Okay. I feel very comic book.
You should just change your name to X-Men. Fuck it. That'd be awesome.
Joy X-Men.
That's like all of X-Men in your hair. There's Wolverines in there.
That's right.
Mystique's in
there.
Right.
Yeah.
All the Avengers in there. I don't know.
Yeah, it's
Iron Man. Somehow Magneto would possibly be her father because he seems to just create lots of children.
He's a slut of X-Men.
We've got a caller. We almost never do. Well, somebody's on the phone. Who's the caller? Hello, caller.
Is that ball talk, wasn't it?
Hello?
Yes.
Am I on the air?
You're on the Dark Mark Show. Who is this?
Oh, my name is Rib Spreader. That's my nickname.
Oh, my God. Oh,
Rib Spreader. Welcome to the show.
I'm so scared right now.
I'm listening. I saw Dangerous D play, or you did a show in Washington, D.C. a couple months ago at the Black Cat.
I did.
I'm on the East Coast, so I was just wondering if you were going to come back out this way anytime.
Now, you know what? It's a possibility that I might be coming out in July, but don't start spreading that around.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you what, if I come out to that show, you get in the door free.
Nice.
Oh, sweet.
Rib
that's
spreader
good.
Is on the list.
Rib spreader.
That's right.
You
that's
know, rib awesome. Spreader?
The show is really good. The show is really good, man.
Rib spreader. You sound like somebody I kind of want to hang out with.
Right? I can tell right away that would people. Be one of your friends.
You're right. Rib spreader, what was your favorite part of Dangerous D's show?
My favorite part was when he announced the stripper that came on stage.
Oh, wait a second. Now, was there a stripper on stage? What happened? What kind of show was this?
It was actually, right? Yeah, it was hosted by the Curioso podcast.
Right, right.
And the Tiki Goddess came out and did some boylesque.
Boylesque.
And it was fucking phenomenal. I'm sure that's what he's referring to as the stripper.
So Tiki Goddess had a little extra down there?
The Tiki Goddess was unbelievable.
Yeah,
a little bit of God.
Something else was sticking straight up with the Tiki Goddess?
That's right, yeah. The Tiki Goddess was definitely had its pineapples there that day.
Right.
Pineapple.
So, Rip Spreader,
I didn't even know who you were, and I walked into the show, and there was this giant balloon or something on stage, and they were blowing it up, and... So I was just watching it, and then the balloon popped, and you came out of it. So I thought that was pretty cool.
See?
Wow.
This
cool.
guy does crazy
balloon
cool.
thing we were talking about.
The body
spreader, balloon. You rock, man. I appreciate the support.
Yeah, man.
Sounds That's
good.
Awesome.
Okay, let me know when you're coming back out east. Put it on your website or something.
I will. I'll keep it posted. Make sure you hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff.
Good deal. All right,
Rib
man.
Spreader, you're the man. You rock, brother.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
Thanks, Rib Spreader.
All right, bye.
Later.
Bye.
I don't want to know why he's doing it.
I'm trying to picture it. Yeah.
He sounded kind of like a Jeffrey Dahmer. He was like, yeah, I think I would love to.
I really enjoyed when you introduced the stripper.
Rib spreader.
Nicole, you could write a story about that.
I could totally write a story. It could be one of your horror stories. Because, I mean, you know, a tiki stripper with a little bit extra, rocking a totem.
The tiki stripper should be called.
With a rib spreader.
Right. Hell, I could put them on the road together. They could be an act.
I can open up for them. That sounds awesome.
There you go. Yeah,
rib spreader. That's fucking rad.
Yeah. But I want to be a part of this.
But yeah, no, I was going to say you went back east. You performed in Washington, and you're back, and you're now you've got this YouTube show now.
It's my own, like, web series. And basically what happened was I was shooting tons of shit, and people would show, like, send me footage of shows and just crazy clips and all kinds of stuff. So I compiled all this shit, and I was like, what the fuck am I going to do with this? So instead of, like, putting it on, like, a full-length DVD, I actually released it as a monthly web series.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, Living Dangerously. So we dropped these things and feature, like, all my homies' bands and the music in it and stuff. I mean, it's really the angles and the veins to it are awesome. There's a lot of different things going on, sponsors and stuff that I've had, you know, throughout the years and stuff. And we actually released it on DVD as the web series.
We got Sword Swallowing, Stun Gun, Backyard Fire.
Nice.
So you do shoot fire. You eat it and
eat it, breathe it, spit it, love it.
What was the first time? What was the first time you ate fire? How do you get
the very first time? Believe it or not, like now a regular torch for a fire torch. The head on the torch that you're actually extinguishing in your mouth is pretty big. It's pretty large. Right. It's about like maybe about the size of a golf ball if you're doing it right.
Okay.
So the first time I do it is a buddy of mine, Christopher Scarborough. He was the host. He's the host of the Curioso podcast. Yeah. And he's the one that got me in a sideshow. And he came to me and he took a paperclip and unfolded it and wrapped a little tiny piece of a t-shirt around it. It was like the size of literally like a Q-tip.
Nice.
He lit it on fire. He said to try to eat it. I went to go eat and I burned my lip and I like threw it and I was like, I'm never going to do fire again. I said, the only way I would ever do fire or learn how to eat fire, and I got a mustache, you know what I mean? Like, ketchup.
Fire
I was
bad. Like,
sometimes you do, sometimes you don't. Now you got it curled up.
Right. Yeah, and you know what? And I was going to say, if I get a little too crazy doing fire, I end up losing it. I have to shave the whole fucker off and start over. But then I ended up ultimately learning from Chris and this guy named Todd Robbins, who's a heavy hitter in the world of sideshow. And I told my buddy Chris, I was like, I will only learn to eat fire if Todd Robbins teaches me.
Nice.
So like an asshole, he signed us up for one of his classes. I met him, boom, learned how to eat it. And so
and if you look on the backyard fire, you're shooting quite a ways.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun.
How long has it been now?
I've been performing sideshow for about 6, maybe 7 years, full time all the fucking time for the past 2 years.
But so why the handlebar? And how do you get that? I should, maybe I know, right?
You should know. You're Italian. Yeah. I look in the mirror. Yeah. I just fucking flex, and that bitch is like, pow. Yeah. Fucking happens.
It's not Houdini's growing up like that.
It's good. Like, well, Houdini's my fucking mini me. Houdini's like, you know what I mean? But it's one of those things too, because we get paired up and we do a lot of shows together. Now we're like the Stash fucking Brigade. I love it.
Yeah. You guys need to get like little singlets and little weights to like the barbershop.
I was like, fuck it. Yeah, I was gonna say, fuck it. Let's just start to boom. I can do the bass. Fuck it. Right. Oh man.
Well, speaking of people who actually can sing, Joy. Now you're going on a European tour. It's very exciting.
I am. I'm going to Istanbul next week. Oh, actually, wow. At the end of this week.
Well, actually, we got.
Turkey has half of it is in Europe, half of it is in Asia.
Right.
So I'm going to go back to Denmark for one day, and then go
to
Cannes.
Which is where Thorsten is from.
Yeah. Well, he's actually here now. Okay. He's in California, but yeah, he's from Denmark. And I met somebody. I'm at the ASCAP Music Expo. So I left. There was like this huge networking event. And I was like, oh, bye, guys. I got to go.
Oh.
So everybody's there. And, you know, so there's free booze. So people are starting to get drunk. And I'm like, oh, I got to go do a radio show. Like, all right. Yeah.
So any famous names you want to drop that you were hanging out with?
It's mostly behind the scenes people.
Oh, okay.
You wouldn't know. It's a musician thing.
Oh, really?
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. You
and Pharrell She means like the roadies.
Yeah.
You and Pharrell. So,
no, but like, you know, engineers and producers.
Oh, good.
The guy who discovered Meghan Trainor, actually, Kevin Kardashian. I met him. He retweeted me. And because they're doing like panels, so there's educational, you know, it's called the I Create Music Expo. And so I'm there. It's from day until night. And that's the next couple of days.
And people like recognizing you from the Grammys? And
yes,
going crazy?
Actually. People are like, oh my God, Joey, we saw you at the Grammys.
Awesome.
It was really cool. I mean, people that, you know, like there's an A&R company that I work with sometimes for, you know, I submit things and then they put my music for radio and TV. And they said the whole office was talking about it.
Killer.
The Grammys. Killer. So I was like,
you broke the internet.
People are coming up to
over.
Me now. I used to come up to the people and be like, hey, you know, find me on Instagram. Now they're coming up to me. It's really awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. So
and I have a show this Monday.
Yep.
I know about that.
That's right.
I know about that. And I will be there.
Where is it at?
Yay.
You know, you're invited.
Oh, really?
Yes. Nicole booked me.
I booked her.
That's
this badass
awesome.
Woman.
Yes.
By the way, I can actually say this now. I'm also booking stuff with the whiskey. So if you ever want to play the whiskey.
It's nice. Thank you, Nicole.
Or if you ever want to play the whiskey, Dan.
Or if
you let me know you ever want to freak.
Freak.
You let me know.
We
you
should do a
stupid.
Show. I would love to have
you
a freak.
You let me know.
I would love
that. I'm so
down. Just so crazy because I do like pop rock.
Yeah, it's
but
awesome.
I get crazy with the rock and roll.
That would
be
so great
fun.
With some fire.
No. I can see the two of you. I can. That's
that
why I want
awesome.
To pair you guys up because
yeah.
I can tell you guys would totally hit it off.
Mm-hmm.
Can we bring
that.
Fire in the whiskey?
I don't know.
Fire in the whiskey?
We had some stuff for the Mushroom Head show. I would have to get permission. I'm not sure they'd say yes.
No, but there's other things that Dangerous D wants to do.
Things about, you know, old
like,
buildings.
What? Actually, that's a good cue.
It's Monday
night at the Rainbow.
Monday night, yeah.
You definitely can't bring fire in the Rainbow. You can smoke outside on the patio, though.
Right.
Okay, that's
depends
good.
Depends what you smoke.
You can smoke rainbow. Outside on the patio.
Yeah,
it's
the Rainbow's pretty liberal
smoke.
Out there.
Yeah, it's
Monday
be
night, what time does the show start?
It starts at 9.
And we're
doing dinner at 8, so mm-hmm. anyone who wants to come out to eat, we're going to do dinner.
Now you tell me, so yeah.
Yeah, we're
going to
eat.
Everyone's
going to come out.
We have dinner there every Monday anyway.
Perfect. So, Nicole's going to be there. She's mm-hmm. sending it up.
Because
we have dinner
and
a movie.
Darren and I invited to dinner as well.
Yeah. Everybody
who's
here.
Right
you
guys are
VIP.
Hey, we're rolling hard.
That's
right. Well, before you say you want to have Dangerous D on your show, you might want to see what he has to do. Dangerous D is going to give us some examples of what he does.
All right. Yeah. I have a few things. It looks like I don't want to crush a whole lot of time, so I'm going to do two bits for you.
Okay.
And you can kind of check out. Get a small little dose of what's going on.
Yeah, you don't want to do everything.
Do you get in trouble if like I break shit and like fuck shit up in here?
Well, probably, but you know.
Like you'll get in trouble for that?
Don't break anything.
He would definitely be held accountable.
Jenny's like, don't break anything.
Okay.
Try not to break anything.
Isn't going to be me held accountable.
Well, then I'll just use just a few of the objects I found in here.
Right. So
this first bit that I'm going to do.
Okay.
It's called the human hourglass.
Mark, you may want to film.
Hold on. Let me get the.
Wait a second.
Get yourself situated.
You're situated.
Jenny says the camera looks fine, so we're gonna do the human hourglass now.
All right.
It's exciting.
So this is what I was talking about, where in the world of sideshow, This is something that I made up on my own, 100%. I actually made this up as a sideshow stunt and a feat. And I've done it so much and it's gotten so popular that literally up and coming cats that are doing sideshow do this shit now.
Right. Wow.
Actually, you know, so, and that's what I was saying is that you can do a lot of shit and do all the heavy hitting stuff in sideshow, but you got to fucking do something right. new.
You have to do the blockhead. You have to do.
Yeah, you got
to
do all the traditional shit to have respect and know. Right. And it helps you learn, you know, your stage presence and what to do. But if you want to stick around, you want world records and shit like that, you want to get paid for what you do, you got to bring something brand
and
new.
And this, you have the world record on this.
I do.
Wow.
Yes, I
this
do. Is, actually, this I have is two, nice. two different records for this one.
Okay.
And so the reason why I called the Human Hourglass, two different reasons here. One is literally I've traveled the world performing sideshow.
Right.
I haven't learned too much, not a whole lot of shit, but I have learned one thing, that literally time waits for no man. Especially not me, Dangerous D, the Human Hourglass.
Oh my God.
Now, the reason I call it the Human Hourglass is because I'm going to take this industrial zip tie and constrict it. I'm going to pull it as hard as I can, and my waist is going to constrict to the size of a bagel.
Whoa.
So, yeah, dudes, don't try this at home.
Please don't.
Girls,
don't try it at home.
Don't get jealous.
And as mentioned before, I don't watch stuff like this. One of my few things I won't watch, so.
You won't watch this? You have to. I told you we're going to embarrass you. Now you have to watch.
Dangerous D.
Now you have to watch this.
Okay, a little closer to the table.
Oh my God, I'm excited. Okay.
Good?
You good? Is he good? Is he good?
We good?
He's good. He's good. He's good. Okay. Nicole, you gotta watch this.
No, I'm okay.
Well, then you're just gonna have to start clapping for me.
Clap for
me. Start clapping for me.
I'm cheering for you. I'm
I can't hear you, Nicole. I can't hear you.
Nicole, you gotta clap.
I'm sure you're awesome.
Oh,
my God. It sounds terrifying.
Oh, you gotta see this. Oh.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Look at that.
You would be so jealous of this waistline right now.
Look at this. This
He's touching the
waist cinture.
Lower your eyes, Nicole. Lower your eyes.
Oh, my God.
Good job.
The Human Hourglass.
That's the Human Hourglass.
Nice.
There might be blood in my underwear.
Oh.
But that's okay. That's okay. That happens like three times a week.
Yes.
So that is the Human Hourglass. And like I said, I wanted to show you that because that is something that I guarantee you, you're not going to see that anywhere else in the world.
Right. Wow.
That's the whole reason you come to the sideshow. To see something you won't see anywhere else.
Exactly.
See it, you won't forget.
That's
Speaking of which, let me move over here to my, my next installment.
Okay, do
Hold on one second. I'm going to work the microphone here. So.
All right.
I know we can hear you, but... I'm
going to try to watch this. If I look away, just be impressed.
Try, Nicole.
Jen can vouch too. I didn't rig this. I didn't bring this with me. I actually came here a little early and walked around and found the heaviest fucking portable thing that I can find.
Right.
Wow.
And it was this fucking step stool.
Oh,
so this is real. And,
it is a real
and
step
these
stool.
Chains are real. It's the ears that are fake.
Oh. As you notice, there is a Skid Row Studios sticker on there because that was just literally hanging around the studio. And I'll be hanging from his ears.
A sticker on there. Dark Mark, give me any of them.
Huh? What's that? Oh, no, they're
now,
in the lobby.
I've actually never done this before, so I'm not sure
if it will. Oh, my God.
Do you want to lift it with your hand so people can see how heavy it is?
Yeah, this thing is...
It's not light. I mean, it's a real step stool. It has to be sturdy so you can do things with
and
a
And it's actually
hair.
Not like a shit one. This isn't like the cheapest one at Depot. This is like the nice one.
Oh,
but
my God.
I'm going to attempt to...
No, Skid Row Studios, I think it's medium priced.
I'm going to attempt to lift this. I'm going to set it on its side so I can get a good latch on the side here. And hopefully it'll work. If it does work and I get this thing up, you need to just scream and yell and shit.
By the way, people listening on audio,
you have
things dangling from your earlobes. That's what you're going to be picking
it
up
these
on.
Are,
you know, those things you use in your hiking.
Chains
this is crazy.
Hooked to my ears with carabiners that are going to be hooked around this step stool.
Right.
So, yeah, if it works, scream and fucking yell. If it doesn't, just scream and fucking yell.
We'll scream and yell.
Yeah.
And the people on audio will never know.
We'll scream anyways.
Yeah.
We got paper towels for the blood. If
Are you watching
work.
This, Nicole?
I'm watching. This doesn't creep
God.
Me out. Okay. I mean, it will if he fails.
Oh, my God.
He's lifting it up with his ears. Oh, my goodness. He is lifting it up.
No. Oh, my God.
It's almost off the ground.
Oh, my God.
Oh. That is amazing.
No
this guy
way.
Just lifted a step
no
stool.
Way.
With
that
his earlobes.
That is fucking
insane.
Real.
That is real. That's real heavy.
No, really, I can't hear shit right now.
Woo! Congratulations.
So that's what we call some Pierce weightlifting. I do work out, kind of, right? Oh, wow. Not conventionally, but we still get it in.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is so awesome.
Amazing.
And,
how do you even train for that? That's crazy.
So one thing grossed out Nicole, and the other thing grossed out producer Jenny. So
that's fucking awesome. Yeah.
This is almost as bad as when you brought
clowns. That's what I'm talking about.
I can bring clowns, Jenny. Yes.
My ears are ringing.
Oh, I bet they are.
That was fun, though. You guys are fun.
This is the type of thing that you do that updates the sideshow, because you have the earlobes, the things that are, and you lift things with them. Now, when did you start doing that?
It was one of those things where when I got into sideshow, a buddy of mine got me into it because I was able to talk. I didn't do any stunts. He was performing, and and his stage presence was garbage. He was like sticking shit in his armpit, putting his ass to the crowd, not talking to the microphone. Right, right. Mm-hmm. So I was like his fucking Flavor Flav. I just came out, started screaming and yelling, throwing shit all over the place. You know what I mean? Doing what I needed to do, hyping him up.
Right.
And then it snowballed. I was like, show me some shit. Like, he's like, well, you got to fucking figure shit out. Like, learn some shit, bring some shit to the deck. So I literally just tried I tried hanging out of the trees with these fucking things. I tried every single thing you can think of. And that's why the web series kind of came in. And we're shooting for the second season of that, because I have literally footage of like failed feet attempts. The first time I tried to eat a light bulb, I almost fucking died. You know what I mean?
My God.
Trying to learn how to swallow a sword, shoving hangers down your throat. You know what I mean?
Right.
So all that shit's been documented. We're getting ready to drop
it. So you're gonna drop the mistakes?
Yes.
That's good.
That's gonna be super entertaining. Yeah. I'm gonna watch that.
And just like what you said, like the one question I get asked all the time, literally everywhere I go, is, how did you do this? How did you learn to do this? How did you know you could fucking do that? I would never wake up and think I could swallow a sword or fucking, you know, bang a nail into your nose and do all that kind of shit. You know, first you got to be half fucking nuts. You got to be a little crazy. I know I have brain damage in there somewhere, you know? And literally it's like.
But you're fearless, you know?
It's a mind over matter type of thing. It really
your
is.
Your energy,
you know?
Is like, I can try this. I can do this.
Fuck
there's
it.
No fear of failure.
Yeah,
that's
you know
amazing.
What? If you're not afraid of pain, because that's really what it is. Like, granted, you do shit where you can literally die. You know what I mean? You can actually lose your life and die. I ruptured my spleen doing the fucking human hourglass when I first started doing it, because I didn't know anything about anatomy, and I just fucking.
Nicole's still like.
Nicole knows a lot about anatomy.
And Joe knows a little about pain, because I know you used to.
I used to play a little whip and chain.
So you've
inflicted
some pain.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You can't be afraid of pain. Yeah.
Really?
I mean, you have to, you know, it's just the same, this energy. You know, it's a certain type of person who really craves that energy and craves that, like, adrenaline rush, you know? And I mean, it's not everybody, but it can't always be everybody.
There's
but
a sense of control and power.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
He's talking about it. And the way you were discussing, the fearlessness of it.
Yeah.
He knows what he can do. He knows his limits. And he likes to push it just a little bit.
And that entertains everybody. That entertains the rest of us, you know? And then it's just like a two-way where
it really is. It's like, it's a bad example, but it's like the car accident thing.
Right.
Everybody wants to see some shit that like they don't normally see, especially if it's hurting someone else. As fucked up as
it
is. People are twisted and fucked up. They want to see
that
shit.
You know that you're safe makes the audience feel safe.
Right.
So they get to experience it with you while feeling comfortable.
Unless your head's turned away.
She's getting deep in there.
I'm a visual person.
By the way, that was the moment of intelligence by Nicole Six. You're trying to have one on every show. But Joy, you just had a big Indiegogo campaign that was a triumph.
Yeah, that's right.
And I still don't know what you were raising money for.
Well, you donated, didn't you? You bought a t-shirt.
I donated. Well, I mean,
I'm still waiting for it. I like the t-shirt design.
Thank you.
I like having you on my body, so I figured I would get a t-shirt.
Hey.
So I was going to give Nicole one. I didn't know if you wanted one or not.
Of course she does.
Yeah, Nicole needs a t-shirt. So yeah, so the Indiegogo campaign, for all the listeners, is I did a t-shirt design of me at the Grammys. The Snow Fans. I'll try to show you a picture real quick.
Hey, it's a Snowfest t-shirt.
I know the t-shirt.
And people went nuts. And so I did an Indiegogo campaign. I said $2,000 to print the t-shirts and ship them out to everybody. Plus give away my music, you know.
Yeah, tell them about the music. Tell them about the song and stuff.
Yeah, so I have my songs and then I have new music coming out as well. So
well, that was what it was for, right?
Yeah, it was for the new music so I could get a new music video put out. And I have this single dropping called Play. It's actually going to drop at my show. Me and Girl Crush are going to be performing it because we did a collab. I met her at the Grammys. Right. So we did a collab. She literally filmed her scenes in the video here in LA, and I filmed mine in Denmark. Right. And then, so we hired an editor to put it together. Awesome. It looks really badass. Awesome. So that's what the funds went for. And it was also like, you know, people would are buying, they're pre-ordering my new music, my t-shirts, everything. So they're right. getting products in return. And I set the goal like kind of low, just $2,000. And I freaking made
$3,000. Well, here's like, the thing. I got a panic email
amazing.
2 days before saying, we're only at $1,800.
Yes.
And how did you get to $3,000? How did you get $1,200
in one
day? Because
it was like, if I don't make this, you know, literally there was like pressure from my management. They're like, basically it was like, if you don't make this, and plus I'm not someone who fails, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm not afraid of failing, but I don't accept defeat. I don't accept failing. So I was like, right. I can't do my first Indiegogo campaign and not make it. So I just sent out emails to everyone. I said, listen, you know, if you're a supporter of mine, if you're a friend of mine, please consider purchasing a t-shirt so we can make our goal. And I'm telling you, the last 3 hours is when everybody pulled through.
That's always
so you donated
is.
The rest of the money?
By the time I got your emails, she already actually made her goal.
No, I was about to. I was like, if it doesn't happen,
sell all these
I'll
t-shirts
donate.
Today.
Yeah. I was like, I'll make, no, but I mean, literally, people pulled through. Facebook friends, like everybody I know. And the great thing is like everyone in my community.
Well, if you ever do that again, like you wouldn't know this because we've never discussed this. Yeah. But that's what I used to do. So I will help
campaigns.
You. Yeah, we're talking $100,000 campaigns.
Oh, my God. So. That's awesome. Nicole, yes. No,
I could use $100,000.
It's an amazing
you
thing.
You know enough people. Because what I did is specifically I do celebrity campaigns. So you have to have.
Oh, nice.
I'll show you how to do it.
Nicole, yeah, we're going to talk about
we're
it.
Gonna, we're going to talk.
Tonight.
We're going to talk at Doomies after the show about that. But
you
got a book here.
Yeah,
please tell us about this.
This is something that I thought you would dig, and especially you being in the horror genre and stuff. Mm-hmm. I didn't write it because I can barely fucking read. But this is actually my first.
But you can lift a ladder with your ears.
Fuck yeah, and I know how to sell these fucking books. But this is actually my first published illustration works.
Wow.
A buddy of mine named John Lawson, another dude, Dustin LaValle, had an idea. It's called A Child's Guide to Death.
Aww,
it's an A to Z illustrated guide of horrific ways to die. It's definitely not made for kids.
So
it's
I'm
like,
not going
it's
to read
X-rated.
It. But I
There's
appreciate
like
it.
Fucking bloody vaginas in here and all kinds of
oh,
shit.
Oh, well, that's my kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying. So,
well, that sounds horrifying.
Yeah,
good
you
job.
Can pick this up like everywhere. Fucking Amazon. You can get it off rawdogscreenpress.com.
Wow.
But I wanted to bring, I got a copy for you guys so you can check it out. But like I said, I didn't write any of it. I just drew the whole fucking thing.
How long have you been drawn?
My whole life.
Really?
I also do like I do tattoos of my homies and stuff. I did that back home and shit. So
well,
like I've always done.
Real
know,
artist.
Right? Yeah. If you want a little anky danky, let me know. We'll get it done. We'll get it done. But yeah,
awesome.
I haven't done much promotion on this, so I figured it was something that would be
right.
Like. Right. Well,
that's
from
the camera, Joy.
Yeah. This is awesome.
Here you go,
Joy.
Like
that
makes
just
easy
children.
As ABC. Death
child,
made
a child's
easy.
Guide to death, but not for children. This is for adults.
Definitely.
I mean, unless your children are
raw dog screaming press.
Well.
But you guys check it out and let me know what you think.
I love this so much.
I know. George's like totally digging it.
It fucking kills at horror conventions,
dude. It's so complicated because only
see,
certain
vaginas, I told you.
Love it.
I told you.
Love it. You flip right to the bloody vagina and Nicole's digging it.
No, what this makes me think of, this is fucked up. What this makes me think of is on A Thousand Ways to Die, somebody killed herself masturbating with a carrot and part of the carrot broke off in her vagina. And that always haunted me.
Oh I saw God. That episode.
Yeah.
I saw that.
See, at the same time, though, two people died in a bouncy castle because helium is poisonous. And that one I thought was funny. So
that
you
one,
never
yes.
know what's going to fuck me up.
That shit's awesome.
Bouncy
yeah,
this
dangerous.
Is a true story. This could kill me.
Lactose intolerant.
I'm lactose intolerant,
baby. Stay away from that bloody ass butter. Because that's what'll happen, Captain.
Right. So anyway, where does the time go? Jeez, I told you.
I love this so much.
Shit, we was just getting started.
I was just getting started. Joy.
That's my teacher design, by the way.
If people...
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
And can I just say, while I'm thinking about this, do not masturbate with carrots. Contact our sponsors. Get 50% off from Adam and Eve. Have safe sex.
Go to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, our Tumblr page. Have safe sex. Get a vibrator set of carrots.
You can probably get a custom real sex toy like a carrot.
How can you die from that, though? How can you not?
It broke off inside of her.
But can't you get the carrot
off in his head?
I don't understand.
I have inanimate objects in my skull.
Yeah, he's alive. Joy, if people want to get your t-shirt, which I recommend,
yes.
It's the Snow Fence.
It's a Snow Fence t-shirt, and it's organic cotton, and we have children's sizes to grown-up, like XXX sizes.
Right, right.
And you could just go to joyvilla.com. Because the Indiegogo campaign has completed its goal, yet you can still order from it because we'll be shipping next week.
Awesome.
If you want to represent.
I was wondering what you're going to ship.
That'd be awesome. Thank you so much. Joyvilla.com.
And if you can, come to the show because we also have a surprise lined up involving new stuff.
Just give me that one more time. It's Monday.
Monday at the Rainbow.
The Rainbow Bar.
Meet us for dinner at 8. We're all going to hang out there.
Meet us at 8.
I'm in.
Monday at 8. Rainbow. Monday at 8.
Doors upstairs at 9, 21 over, because it's in a bar. So
that's right.
But you can still come to dinner. All ages can come to dinner.
But joyvilla.com. Follow her on Instagram.
Yes.
Follow her on Twitter. Follow her. Everyone.
Yes. I saw your Instagram.
And Andrew, what shows do you have coming up?
Oh, shit. Go to
DarrenMalfi.com.
Yeah, four nights a week. Go to DarrenMalfi.com. DarrenMalfi.com. Go to appearances. You can see everything from now until fucking next year.
Nice.
Right, and you're going to be back at the California Institute of Abnormal Arts next month?
Yeah, we're doing that as a regular show there. It's the last Friday every month, the Beautiful Freaks Variety Show.
Well, that's where I saw you, and you were I didn't see any of your stunts, but you did some hosting.
I did, yeah. Well, I guess you missed my set because you were late.
No.
I was doing my own show at the Hot Cafe.
We're busy people,
but
we love
it. When I jump out, I'm walking around the crowd getting stapled. And
I'm always there right when you're getting stapled. He gets stapled to his body.
Oh my God.
Dollar bills to the body. $10 to the ass. $20 to the face.
Ooh. Now, if anybody's got the money, or we'll did they provide the money?
$100 gets a nutsack.
Genius. Be all, hey, if you got the $100, just staple it to me.
Fuck yeah. $100 goes to the balls. $20 to the face.
Joy, wait a second.
Indiegogo campaign. You don't need an Indiegogo campaign.
Joy, you raised
$2,000. Those are the perks, right?
Right. $100 in a t-shirt, you can get a ball sack shot. You want one?
Yeah. Right. Let's do it.
There you go.
Anyway, and NicoleSick.com.
Yes.
All of your writing is on Amazon. And
as I've mentioned before, I will have physical copies out now, or out very soon, like literally as I left my apartment today. It's in process.
We got one quick caller. Caller?
Go ahead.
Oh.
You're on the Dark Mark Show.
Yeah, I was logging on to Facebook, and I got like 600 people telling me that my brother is on the air right now.
Oh. So
I had to call. And then when I call up, I hear about carrots and vaginas or something. I'm like, well, this must be the show.
Welcome to the Dark Mark Show.
You're in the right place.
Is this your brother, Dan?
Is this Rondo?
Aw.
Yes, it is.
What's happening, Kevin? This is my brother. What's going on, man? How you doing?
Is this a police officer in Baltimore?
We're on different sides of the country, so this is how I call up and make sure he's still alive. When he's on the show, I call in and make sure he's still living and breathing. So
yeah.
Right.
I make sure it's not like a pre-recorded thing you did somewhere.
He thinks I just made this shit up.
Hey, Rhonda, he lifted a stepladder with his ears.
Oh, man.
Yep. Tonight on the show.
He did it easy tonight. Yeah.
That was the only thing impressive we had in the studio.
Hey, Rhonda, where are you at? Are you in Baltimore or where are you at?
I'm in Maryland, yeah.
You're in Maryland, okay. So, I'm just staying up late. It's almost midnight there.
I know. That's why I was checking these messages and everybody's like, oh, your brother's on. I'm like, great. He's always on, like, in the West Coast. And this is
right.
Not
well, you can't catch the replay of the show will be on this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But do you do any stunts, Rhonda?
Do I do that? Yeah, I support his stunt.
Anyway,
he actually though, you should give it a quick plug, man. You need to go to my brother's website.
What's your website?
No, you don't want him to go to your website?
No,
you should.
Plug your brother. If he's too humble, plug him.
Rhonda, what do you do?
Yeah, Rhonda.
No, I do nothing. I was just calling him to give him a hard time.
He said he does nothing.
Anyway,
to everyone listening, go to my Facebook page and I'll post it on there.
Yeah.
Nice. Anyway, so that's Rhonda, we got to end the show, but I appreciate you calling in, buddy.
Hey, no problem. Hey, Darren, have a good night, bud.
Thanks, man. You rock, homie.
All right.
Love you, bro.
Oh, that's so sweet.
It is. The family's calling homie. In.
That's like my idol, my older brother. Yeah.
Aww.
He's my best friend.
He's your little brother? Okay.
That's my older brother, but I have 100 siblings.
Okay, well, you're Italian.
Yeah, exactly. But that was the older brother, Rondo,
anyway,
and that's my
Hey, everybody,
buddy.
Have a wonderfully creepy week. Goodbye.
Hey.